Welcome back to Tales of Southwest Michigan's Past. This is Michael Delaware. I am your host. And for today's episode, I'm going to explore the life of a man that I have long found as a fascinating individual in the history of Calhoun County. And he has had a profound impact on preserving a lot of the early history of Calhoun County. And that man is Washington Gardner. So we're going to venture into some of his life today. So come along and join me. Now, I'm going to be reading from a few different biographical references today. Washington Gardner has been written up in several biographical references, and I've got two of them here. One of them is the Biographical Review of Calhoun County, and the other is a biographical account of notable men in Michigan. And so the first one describes him as the Honorable Washington Gardner. Few men win to any marked degree distinction and recognition in the halls of Congress during a single term of service. Washington Gardner, who represents the 3rd Congressional District of Michigan, composed of the splendid agricultural counties of Branch, Calhoun, Eaton, Hillsdale, and Kalamazoo, has won single distinction in the regard and is fairly within his select circle of the few. Gardner was born in Lincoln Township, Monroe County, Ohio, on February 16, 1845. His father was owner of a farm of 160 acres, and he was the head of a large family. His paternal ancestors were Scotch, and his mother was of Holland extraction. When nearly 4 years old, his mother died, and then he lived with an uncle. Between the ages of 11 and 16, he supported himself by working on the farm during the summer months and attending school in winter. His parents were John L. and Sarah Gooden Gardner, and his mother Sarah passed away when he was only 4 years old. In 1861, the curtain rose on the great drama of the Rebellion. This was the Civil War, also called the War Between the States, and a few other descriptions like the War of the Rebellion, the Great Uprising, and so forth. He was out in the field hoeing corn when the news came of the terrible disaster of the first Bull Run, and he told his uncle that he must go, and shortly after he enlisted in the 65th Ohio Infantry, and the roster of Ohio soldiers reveals the fact that of the 1,216 men who were members of the regiment during the war, there were but two others as young as Washington Gardner. At Shiloh, he fought under James A. Garfield as brigade commander, and he went up Missionary Ridge under Sheridan as a division commander, and was with Thomas at Chickamauga and Sherman at Resaca. And in the last named battle, he received a severe wound from which he still suffers. Now, Mr. Gardner had given over 3 years of his life before he was 20 years of age to the country, and at the close of the war, he was thoroughly imbued with the idea of seeking an education, and he therefore entered a preparatory school at Berea, Ohio, and in the fall of 1866, he registered as a freshman at Hillsdale College in Hillsdale County in Michigan. And after 3 years there, he entered into the Ohio Wesleyan University at Delaware, Ohio, and was graduated in 1870. The greatest credit is due Mr. Gardner in his untiring efforts to gain an education, for the means were acquired by his own exertions. His pay during the war as private and sergeant was saved, and he added to it by teaching and copying documents for people, and then canvassing for a book firm and by other honorable means. Upon deciding to join the ministry, he entered the M.E. Theological Seminary in Boston and studied for a year, but on account of failing health, he was unable to resume his studies for 3 years. After he entered the law school in Albany, New York, graduating in 1876 as the valedictorian of his class, and in the fall of that year formed a law partnership with a man named Kennedy out of Grand Rapids. Now, Mr. Gardner identified himself with the Republican Party and took an active interest in politics and held to the view that it is the duty of every citizen to have a personal regard for the government of his country. In 1894, Governor Rich of Michigan appointed Washington Gardner as Secretary of State. He was twice nominated by acclamation and elected to continue in that role for two terms. He would eventually run for Congress and serve in the 3rd District in Michigan. Now, he had served in the courts in New York following his graduation in 1876 before he came to Michigan, and then he entered into a law practice with Samuel Kennedy, as I mentioned earlier. Now, one of the interesting things of note about Washington Gardner, not only did he serve in Congress representing Michigan and serving as the Secretary of State in Michigan itself, he later was elected as the commander of the Michigan Department of the Grand Army of the Republic in 1888. Now, that's quite significant because the Grand Army of the Republic, in essence, was the very first veterans organization that had any teeth of any kind. There were several different veterans organizations that tried to form after the American Civil War, but the Grand Army of the Republic was the one that basically gained traction with veterans from the war, and they formed organizations all over the country. And so eventually he became leader of the Grand Army of the Republic on a national level for 1 year, and that was quite significant because he was representing a lot of former veterans with that organization. And just to kind of get an idea of how influential the Grand Army of the Republic was, they helped elect 5 different presidents, including Ulysses S. Grant, Rutherford B. Hayes, and a few other ones, before the organization eventually went into decline as the members grew older, because they didn't admit veterans from other wars as time went on. You only had to have served in one of the branches of the military in the American Civil War to be a part of that organization. And it wasn't like veterans organizations are today, where they admit other members of different conflicts that had served. And so that was one of the interesting things about the Grand Army of the Republic. And there is still a museum on the Grand Army of the Republic over in Eaton Rapids. And if you have time, you should go visit that. And they do have some display references to Washington Gardner and several other members of the Grand Army of the Republic in Michigan there. In 1889, Mr. Gardner was elected to a professorship in Albion College. He also served as a public lecturer at the college. And he stayed working with the college for several years. And these were all preceding the time before Governor Rich appointed him as Secretary of State. But when he eventually became a congressman, he served his first term working on the Committee of Education, which was chaired by Galusha Grow, who was the Speaker of the House during his first 2 years of the Lincoln administration. He was also a member of the Committee on Militia and Alcoholic Liquor Traffic. And during his second term, Mr. Gardner was placed on the Committee of Appropriations, and this was recognized as one of the 2 most important committees of the House. And the chairman was Mr. Cannon, who became the Speaker of the House eventually during the time period that Gardner was there. So to have served on the Appropriations Committee in his second term in Congress was quite a significant achievement. So Washington Gardner also had some business interests in Michigan, and he was the director of the Albion Commercial and Savings Bank, of which he was one of the founders, and he was also the president of the Marion Oil and Gas Company, which was a business that was working out of Ohio. And then he was also the treasurer of the Grape Sugar Cereal Company Limited of Battle Creek. And then he also became a director of the Malleable Iron Company and a director of the Albion Buggy Company. And he served on the National Advisory Board for the Red Cross. And he was the president of Michigan's Children Home Society and a trustee of the National Children's Home Society. So Washington Gardner was involved in a lot of fascinating activities for his time. Now, a lot of these organizations don't exist anymore, but they were instrumental in a lot of fields in a lot of areas in Michigan. Now, Washington Gardner was married to Anna Lee Powers. He married her in 1871, and she was from Abington, Massachusetts. And his wife had actually descended from people who had arrived on the Mayflower. And together they would have seven children, six of whom made it to adulthood. The attrition rate on children way back in that time period was pretty hard. A lot of young children didn't quite make it to adulthood from diseases and health issues, but six of his children did. And two of his sons, Carlton and Elton Gardner, served in the Spanish-American War, but the family settled and resided in Albion for many, many years. Now, the years that he served as the commander-in-chief of the Grand Army of Republic of Veterans Organization was between 1913 and 1914, and he had served in the congressional district, Michigan's 3rd congressional district of the U.S. House of Representatives from 1899 to 1911. So he served basically 12 years in Congress. One of his amazing achievements for history was a 2-volume book that he put together called History of Calhoun County, Michigan. And this is a reference that I have referred to a lot over the years. And it's not a book that's very easy to find in print. There are scanned copies online. You can find them at the University of Michigan's database. There may be a copy at the Willard Library online. It's a fascinating read because he's got a lot of different aspects of the early founding of Calhoun County that he tabulated. And a lot of the folks that he interviewed or the biographies that he wrote about on people in the volume. Like the first volume is just a lot of different accounts on the basic histories of each of the cities in Calhoun County and the county itself and a lot of the schools and the banking systems and the basic elements of the county's infrastructure and businesses. And then the second volume is a lot of biographies that he wrote on individual people. So all these bios on people. And he met and interviewed a lot of these people personally and got their facts and details together to codify this 2-volume set. And it's a very fascinating document. I found a few mistakes over the years in my research of comparing it to other references and looking up somebody's biography and finding out that the burial dates were wrong or something like that. But for the most part, it is a very thorough history. And had he not written it, we probably would not know a lot of those stories that would have been lost to history, especially some of the dates on the foundings of the post offices and the school systems and the early pioneer settlers. It's just an incredible account. Now, I bought a reprinted edition that I was able to find on Amazon where some company was out there doing reprints. And so I actually have a hard copy. They're quite expensive. They're like $30 a volume when you buy them in reprint. But I was referring to this one so much that I decided to invest in the copies on these things. Now, you know, he talks about the history of Calhoun County, but he goes all the way back to when it was under the French flag, the British flag, and then the American flag, moving forward all the way up to present day during his time period. Now, he passed away at the age of 83 on March 31st, 1928. And he was in Albion, Michigan when he died. And he's buried over at Riverside Cemetery in Albion, Michigan. And of course, he did write about a lot of the history of Calhoun County, but he also has some great history of the city of Albion in his book, including a lot of history of the Albion College and the early Albion hospitals and his time with the Malleable Iron Company. And so he's recorded a lot of these interesting things about the banks and the newspapers and the post office that are details that you wouldn't find in a lot of other references. So Washington Gardner is a fascinating person, and I made sure that we put his portrait on the wall at the Battle Creek Regional History Museum. We have a wall for regional important people that were around Calhoun County. It's our regional history wall inside the History Education Center. I've got a big picture of Washington Gardner because of his contributions, not only as a historian, but his time as a congressman representing Calhoun County and the Grand Army of the Republic. He was a Civil War veteran and was wounded in the Civil War, serving his country. So he's a very fascinating individual. I've had Dave Eddy on the program before, and he's talked a lot about the history of Washington Gardner in Albion. But I just wanted to do a special episode on him and read you some of these bios that were written about him because he was a significant individual in Calhoun County. But that's going to conclude today's journey through history. I haven't done bios on an individual person in a while, so I thought it was about time that I chose to do one. And if you would like to reach out to me, you can always find me at michaeldelaware.com. If you enjoyed any of this episode, please be sure to leave a rating or review on whatever app that you are listening on. You may also have noted that this episode has aired on Wednesday. This is going to be my new schedule moving forward for the rest of 2024. I will be releasing episodes on Wednesday and on Sunday. I have a great interview lined up for Sunday, so I'm not going to tell you who it is just in case she cancels on me, but she is scheduled to do an interview with me on Friday, and I will have that airing on Sunday. And of course, it is March now, and my book is officially released on March 11th, which is coming up very soon, just next Monday. And on Thursday, March 14th, I will be speaking at the Willard Library at 6 p.m. So if you're in Battle Creek, come on over and see the presentation, and you can get a signed copy of my book, Victorian Southwest Michigan True Crime. If you miss that, I will be speaking again in Battle Creek on Saturday morning, March 23rd at 10 a.m. at the Helen Warner Branch, which is at 36 Mingus Creek Place. For a full schedule of where I'll be speaking and setting up and selling books, it is starting to grow a lot on my calendar, and I don't want to tell you all the dates, but you can go to michaeldelaware.com and just click on my calendar there. Got a couple of interesting dates I just scheduled. I kind of wanted to tell you about the fun one. I just scheduled one all the way in June on June 15th, and this is a Saturday, and I'm going to be over in Hell, Michigan. They're having a Hell-O Summer Fest. And I don't know if you've ever visited Hell, Michigan. It's kind of an interesting place. It's really just a ice cream store and souvenir store, and there's a lot of other there's like a small park there, and it's put on by Screams Ice Cream and Souvenirs, Hell's Chapel of Love Weddings, and Putt-Putt and All Things Hell. And they're located at 4045 Patterson Lake Road in Hell, Michigan. And I will be at their fun event, and you can find the link to that program on Facebook, or you can just find it on my website. I've got it linked there if you want to read more about that. It'll be a fun afternoon in June. It goes from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Hopefully we'll have good weather in Hell and be able to enjoy meeting a lot of folks and talking to people about my book. And I've reached out to a few other authors to see if they want to join me there. So you might actually find some other authors joining me in Hell that day. But if you want to attend a really cool show that is happening on March 16th and 17th over at the Kalamazoo Expo Center, and that is the Kalamazoo Living History Show. And if you have never gone, I highly recommend you at least go once. It is an amazing experience. It's great for the kids. There is an admission fee, and you can find the link to that on Facebook. If you look up Kalamazoo Living History Show, they have all the details about the cost of admission. But it's such a big show, it's worth the price. There is so much stuff there. You can spend most of the day there. And the show runs from like 9 to 5 on Saturday, which is March 16th. And on the 17th, it goes from 9 to 4. So it's going to be a very long show for me, but I'm going to be there selling books at one of the tables there, and you can come out and meet me there. So hopefully you'll be able to drop by. But if not, just go and enjoy the show. There's all kinds of really fascinating and interesting things at that Kalamazoo Living History Show. Everybody who's exhibiting is dressed up in period dress from before the 1898, and they're selling goods and wares that go back to... from the 1800s to 1700s. So it's really kind of cool stuff there. A lot of antiques and collectibles, and a lot of new crafts, and people making clothing, and showing you a lot of old skills. And it's just a fascinating show to attend. It's great for kids if you're looking for something to do, and you know how the weather goes up and down at this time of year. So maybe it'll be a cold day and you're looking for something to do indoors. Check out the Kalamazoo Living History Show. And that's once again March 16th and 17th, coming up in just a few weeks. And until next time, when we take another journey into yesterday and we explore even more fascinating tales of Southwest Michigan's past. Thank you for listening.